and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. When rather than continuing on in our study in the Gospel of Mark, we're going to take up an issue here that's at hand in our county, in Logan County, Kentucky, and asking the question, what does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? In these broadcasts, we'll be making a few of them dealing with this subject. We are bringing this forth, and I'm bringing these thoughts forth, and appealing to those people in the county, that say that they're, children of the Lord Jesus. They've been saved by the Lord Jesus Christ through his shed blood and work on the cross of Calvary, been saved by his gospel. If you claim, the name of Christ, if you say that you are a Christian, first, I am appealing to you. Second, I'm appealing to those maybe that give no thought about the things of God, but appeal to you about the things of the Lord and the need of your soul and those things that the Lord gives us in his word, instruction for living and life, appealing to you about this subject also, and that you, maybe that the Lord would take and use his word and use even these broadcasts to grant and give you understanding about the truth and what's important to our God. Whether you're a child of God and claim to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ or are not, maybe you would say that you're just a heathen. You're without the Lord, and that's just your case and your state, and you're content in that. Please understand that all of us are accountable to our Creator and God Almighty. And you may deny the creation, you may deny God, but that doesn't change the fact that he is at hand and he is there. He has created us and we are accountable to him. We're accountable to him as citizens of this county, in our state, the communities in which our Lord has placed us in. We're accountable to him and the decisions that we make. We're accountable unto him, the officials of our towns and cities and county are accountable to God Almighty. They've been put in those positions of leadership by our Lord. The Word of God is clear that the king, the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. And that's kind of foreign to us to think about our leadership as being kings or a monarch or such. But the principle at hand is that leadership, civil and civic leadership, are in position because of the directive of God. Yes, we have elections, and yes, we should vote, and yes, we should, as the children of God, vote righteously and for the candidate that our Lord would have, or the best of the candidates that are at hand. That's the kind of government that we've been given. But the working of the Lord is in that, to where those officials are appointed by God, and whether they be a blessing or whether they be a curse unto our the people and our society and our culture and to our and in our civic government. Those are directed by our Lord. We are to do well, and they are accountable before God, and will give an account not only as an individual, but will also give an account for their positions that they've been elected to in the case of our government, or that they've come to in the case of other governments in the world. What does our Lord Jesus believe about Logan County becoming wet? We all have a responsibility in this, and we understand from what we've heard in the news is that there's an effort to put forth a petition to bring this issue to the ballot in this year, if I understand that correctly. If enough signatures are gained on the petition, it will go to ballot, and then it will be voted upon whether to make the county, the entire county, wet or whether it will remain dry. And what does Jesus believe about that? I want to read a passage here in Ephesians, written to the church at Ephesus, and this passage is written to those that are saved. And again, you have a stake in this. If you are the Lord's child, you claim to be saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a stake in this and an accountability to our Lord. We all do. And so if this issue does come to ballot, or if that petition has been brought around to you, you have a stake in that. Did you sign it? Being a child of God, I would say it would not be wise. It would not be correct. It would indeed be sinful for you to sign that this issue would even come to ballot. But when it does, when and if it does come to be voted upon, you then again have a stake in this to vote what the Lord would be pleased with. And we can understand that from the scriptures. This passage in Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse number 11, it's very interesting how it's put together here. The Apostle Paul, through the inspiration of our Lord, writing to the saints at the church at Ephesus. And so this is words of God coming to church members, church-going people, those that were members of the Lord's church there in Ephesus. He writes unto them in verse 11, chapter 5, verse 11 in Ephesians, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." And what that reproving means is a warning about what God says. And that's part of the reason for this series of broadcasts, is to deal with this issue about liquor and alcohol being able to be freely sold or being able to be sold. And of course, it'll be licensed, and businesses and bars and taverns and pubs would be licensed to be able to sell such. Businesses like gas stations would be able to be licensed to sell such. Reprove, and that's what we look to do, is from the Word of God, see the reproof, not of me, not of Jim Duke, but of the Lord about this issue. And let us be warned. A rebuke comes about when we're already in a case. We're already in a state of disobedience against God. But reproof is talking about warning about it. And that's what we are to do. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. And we have many things that abound in our day and our culture that are just wickedness before God. This attack upon marriage and same gender marriages and relationships and unions. It's abomination before God. It's wickedness. And the apostle refers to those things and other things that come from that and are just a normal course of breaking down what the Lord has ordained in the institution of the family. But all things, verse 13, that are reproved are made manifest by the light, and that is our Lord. He is the light. His word is light. We as his children who have been saved by him are salt and light in this world. And by us standing in and standing for and in those things that are right, by us operating in our lives, by those things that our Lord has said, we shine a light on those things that are wicked and sinful against our Lord. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And so that's what we seek to be, is to shine a light upon these things. Shine a light upon this issue of Logan County becoming wet. We want to shine a light on it. Not that we as a people would desire something that's just more convenient for us or fulfills the lust and desire of our flesh and just satisfies us. But let's shine the light of God's word upon this issue and see what our Lord thinks about it. Wherefore, because of that, he saith, verse 14, "Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." He says, wake up. Wake up to the things that are at hand. Wake up to those things that are going on. Wake up to the truth. Wake up to the light of God's word. Awake, you sleepers. These folks that have gendered this petition to get this on the ballot, they need to wake up and see what it is they're asking for. As I understand in the news, there's a man that wants to open a distillery in the southern part of the county. Some years ago, we had an issue also in the southern part of the county. It's interesting how down there, the whole issue of pole dancing in the bar and that bar that was there on the state line and all that came about. I'm thankful to our Lord that that has all been shut down. But for the sake of a man coming to Adairville to open a distillery to sell his product, it's being undertaken to make the entire county wet for the sake of this one business. And it would be a business. That's what's purported unto us. But is that worth it? Is it worth it for one man and his business, his distillery, to open up the entire county? I think that it's seeming to me there's more at hand. There's a spirit that's at hand and a spirit that's working at hand to accomplish more than just the accommodation of this man and his distillery. To build it out in the county and then Adairville ultimately annex it. That's not good enough for him to come to Russellville, which is already wet, as I understand it, and build his distillery. That's not good enough. But there needs to be this expansion towards what? Towards productivity? Towards a stronger economy for our county? For a position of honoring God and being obedient to his word. Our Lord says, arise from the dead and Christ shall give thee light. And we pray that he'll give us light and understanding about this subject. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Child of God, this issue is before you and in your hand. Have no part with it. Stand up to defeat it. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Don't be without understanding, but understand what our Lord wants. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another, as he speaks to them there at that church at Ephesus, in the fear of God. I pray that our God would help us and bless, that we would have his fear within us, that we would not seek to please men and seek to please ourselves, but we would seek to please our God. He says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. Not only wine, but alcohol and the proliferation of alcohol and the availability of alcohol in our county. Will that be honoring to God? Will that help our county? May God help us with this, and may the people of God stand for what's right. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.